Chapter 6. Should be able to move quite swiftly now. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? He's trying to pick up all the, you know, people must have been as stupid then as they are today, because he's kind of arguing, all right, we've got, if grace is going to abound and the more we sin, the more God loves, well, let's sin more and get God to love more. Well, he says, oh, come on. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Don't you know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We died to something. We let something be buried. We gave something up. We stopped a way of existing that was negative and dysfunctional. We buried something. We were baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him, dead and buried, by baptism into death. And that's why, you know, the early church, they had the... We still have it. Still the recommended means, though most churches haven't got around to it, you know, to go down into the pit. Actually, they went down into the thing. It was a grave and with water. And then they came up and emerged out of the water into new life and dressed in white garments and all of that. They've been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, live differently. For we've been buried with him. If we've been buried with him in a death like his, we'll certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and we might be no longer enslaved to sin. I'll just show you, not the occasion to give a full talk on baptism, it'd be inappropriate and I haven't the time, but here are just a few texts from Paul, earlier texts, where he's talked about baptism in similar terms, about this, well, for example, this is Jesus' statement in Luke 12:50. I have a baptism with which I am to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is accomplished. The word baptizo means, they use it in the Greek language, for example, for a ship that founders at sea. It's swamped by the sea and goes under. So it's got the idea of being overwhelmed and swamped by some chaotic force, baptizo. So to be baptized is to be swamped now, really in a sense though, overwhelmed by the weight of sin, but overwhelmed by life. Just as the flood in the story of Noah was the very thing that got rid of all the sin and only left Noah and the ark, which is a temple, and our light came from that. Its aim was to get rid of all sin. Sadly, it wasn't that easy to beat, because there was the seed of sin in Noah too, and so the sin went on as the myth unfolds. But here it is. Jesus has got to be baptized, overwhelmed by love in the Jordan, but now he's going to be overwhelmed by pain, murder, suffering on the cross. Here's Paul. The world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. That's what baptism is, crucified with Christ. Galatians 5:24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, nailed them to the cross, dead. In saying that we've been united to him, Paul is using the image of being grafted into Christ to grow now from the life of the Spirit that has been given to us. In Corinthians 5, clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch as you really are unleavened. For our paschal lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let's celebrate the festival not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Verse 7, whoever has died is freed from sin. If we've died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. So you see, we're ranging. It's very tricky in the New Testament, I find, the word death. You're ranging all the time between the physical dying, which is itself a kind of symbol, and the ultimate death, which is separation from God eternally. So one still remains a symbol of the other, though they're not absolutely the same thing. So Jesus died in one sense, but he didn't die in the real sense. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. The life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, don't let sin exercise dominion on your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who've been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, you're under grace, and grace will preserve you from sin. And so he concludes, and we'll conclude with verse 15. What then? Should we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? No, he says, by no means. Don't you know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you're a slave of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, that's the first section of our letter, you've become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you've been set free from sin, having become slaves of righteousness. And Paul continues, this is all Paul here, I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater rebellion, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you've been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification, and the end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. The charisma, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.